You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Finally, last hour of a salute, would you call it that, to the 70s? Well, this will be the last time we ever do that, but here's Laffin and Judy Carn.
You know, I think God Save the Queen was first written for Oscar Wilde. Okay, folks, it's Suck It To Me time. And now, folks, it's definitely Suck It To Me time. Oh, that's cute. Really cute. Suck it to me. Oh, suck it to me, baby.
Suck it to me?
Suck it to me. I'm daring you. Suck it to me. Is that what you call sucking it to me? This is what they call funky. It's a bit of all right.
Judy Carn.
I had a friend I could trust. He went into the park and got busted, doing the ring around a rosy rag. Went in the park late at night, and he put a lot of people over 80 uptight. He was a doing the ring around a rosy rag. Your nose and blow your toes, and mind the doing.
Judy Carn.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve Allen.
The 1970s.
I just came out to do that, that's all. No, really, throughout my checkered career, I used to drive a cab, I have often been accused and sometimes actually convicted, now that I think. But I say to you tonight, my fellow Americans, that I have, with knowledge of forethought and malfeasance in office, from time to time, actually gone on television and read not only the words but the lyrics of popular songs of the day. I usually run into some teenagers the next day who say, "Hey, Mr. Allen, weren't you ever a kid?" No, I was not. But I am frankly intrigued by the themes that recur in popular music. I mean the philosophical themes. And I'm happy to say that young writers, lyricists, are now selecting important themes for their songs. They are now injecting true poetry. There's one of them now, as a matter of fact, injecting something. But I refer to important themes such as "Shake It, Shake It." Sorry, I think I just shook it. "Shake It, Shake It, Shake Your Groove Thing." You know, this does work an awful lot better with music. Would that be at all conceivable that we could have it? The late Eddie Clavin at the organ, ladies and gentlemen. "Shake Your Groove Thing. Shake Your Groove Thing." Yeah, yeah. "Show 'em how we do it now. Funky sounds wall to wall. We are pumping booties. Having us a ball. Y'all, shake it high or shake it low. We take our bodies where they want to go. Yeah. Shake it. Show them how we do it now. Yeah, yeah, yeah." And that was, of course, "Shake Your Groove Thing." Why not?
Let's drop!
I don't want you to think that I select isolated, lyrics to make my point. Allow me to read a lyric to a song that sold over 5 million copies. A moving and deeply meaningful song that carries a great message for our time. "Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shakeity, shake, 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 shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty now. Shake, 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 shake. Shake your booty, girl. Shake your booty. Shake, 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 shake. Shake. Shake your booty." Ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case.
Well, today I had a wild idea. I get those sometimes, and then I go to counseling to do a tribute to the 70s. I guess I'm like Steve Allen, I was never a kid. Themes from TV shows. Remember TV? Remember television? Before the internet, remember? We got some good stuff, some bad stuff, some, mostly bad. Let's be honest. The music of the stars is Well, here, let's see. Shake Your Booty. Was that really a... Oh, yeah, there really was a song by Casey and the Sunshine Band. I thought he was kidding.
Looked good and sounded good. Very pretty indeed. Was it last week we recited some poetry, Bill, or a couple of weeks ago? Well, whenever it was, we got a lot of very nice mail on it because even though this is, at least it's our intention to make this a comedy show, you can't do 60 minutes of laughs. Even the music doesn't change the pace enough, so from time to time there's no reason at all why we shouldn't discuss things of more serious importance. And as I say, the reaction to our discussion of poetry, the reading of some poetry a week or two ago, was very favorable. We had brought up the subject, you might recall, brought up the matter that there doesn't seem to be much monumental poetry written in our age. Some very good work, but not as good, perhaps, as there was written ages past, because the men who in other days would be writing the epic poetry are occupied today writing the lyrics to popular songs. And I think, therefore, that if we look into these popular tunes, we can very often find true beauty. The lyric Steve just sang is a good example. I have another one here, a popular song of the day, and I'm going to simply recite it for you, if I may, as a poem. I want you to forget all about the fact that you have ever heard any music connected with it. Just drink in the simple beauty and the profundity of the sentiment. Skitch. Be Bapalooba. She's my baby. Be Bapalooba. I don't mean maybe. Be Bapalooba. She's my baby. Be Bapalooba. I don't mean maybe. She's the one that's got the beat. She's the one with flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that gets more and more. Be Bapalooba. She's my baby. Be Bapalooba. I don't mean maybe. Be Bapalooba. She's my baby love. My baby love. My baby love.
Talking in show business, you've heard the kind of thing. It goes roughly like this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Ego broadcasting from the Tip Top Lounge atop New York City's beautiful Ansonia Hotel. We're very, very lucky to have with us tonight, sitting right here next to me, lovely Miss Barbara Musk, who is in town. Barbara's publicizing her latest motion picture, Two Gals in Paris. How are you, Barbara?
I'm fine.
I really wish you could get a good look at her, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you right here now, Barbara, you're a very, very good-looking little cookie. You really are.
Oh, well,
I mean, I wish you was television, sweetheart, because you're just about as good-looking as they come. You really are. I mean it.
Well, thank you.
That's okay.
No, but seriously.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say, Jack, that it's a real great pleasure to be on the show tonight, and a real great pleasure to be here.
How about that? Barbara, I know this will interest you, sweetheart. I was talking to a very, very dear friend of mine today. He's a very, very old friend, very close, very, very wonderful friend, Bernard Baruch. Bernie is a heck of a good kid. I love him. I tell you the thing about him.
Well, yes, really there. Hi, guys and gals. This is your old friend, the guy with stacks of wax, some frisky discs, and the tops and pops. And now here come the four fatheads to sing your favorite disc jockey's theme song.
Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals. Here's one of your real DJ pals. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter, the guy who makes with a clever pattern. Let's give the boy a hand on your make-believe bandstand.
Well, all righty. Thank you, fatheads. And now I'd...
Wait a minute, partner. We're not through singing the praises of you, you, you. So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks.
Yes, three boys and girls, it's time once again for...
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Well, that takes care of that. Now, I feel...
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50. You know his taste, it's oh so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Yes, indeedy, fatheads, and hello to all you wax lovers out there. This is your old pal, the Record Man, sending your way...
Just a minute, Pops. We're not through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Forget it. Stand back.
Here comes the man with the rock and roll.
Look, if it's all the same to you, I'd like to start the show, and,
Wait a minute, man. I mean, we do this theme only as a special favor anyway, like at scale, you know? I mean, I guess if we want you to spin our records, we have to do this jazz. So let's make it a full chorus. What do you say? Okay, gang. One, two.
Here comes the man with the rock and roll. Record on the table, spindle in the hole. Requestfully yours, here's Mr. Spin. The jazz is far out, but he's pretty far in. Teenager fossil, don't be a jerk. Turn off the program and get back to work.
What are you doing to me?
Stop goofing off with rhythm and blues. Go read a book or listen to the news.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, man. Lots of luck. And remember, you asked for it.
Here he is, everything on
No, my latest motion picture is a real great Technicolor musical extravaganza called Two Gals in Paris.
Uh-huh.
And it is the life story of Gertrude Stein.
How about that? How about that? Tell me, you know, it's funny. It's a very funny thing, honey, that you should mention it. Gertie was a very, very dear friend of mine. A swell gal. They don't make them like that anymore. What do you play in the picture, sweetheart?
Well, Jack, it's just like a real great break for me.
Great.
Because, I mean, it's a real change of pace for me.
Terrific.
You know? I mean, I don't swim in this at all.
Uh-huh.
Just really, no, just lucky enough to get the part of Gertrude Stein, so.
Uh-huh. I'm very surprised to hear that. I had heard Gertrude Stein was to be played by Spencer Tracy.
Only as a child.
Uh-huh.
Sissy, get in here. Oh, what am I gonna do? Captain Butler is coming over and he's got money and I gotta get it. And look at me. I look like the inside of a goat's stomach. What am I gonna wear?
Well, Miss Dollar, the Yankees done stole all your clothes.
I know that, stupid.
No, Miss Dollar, isn't that Captain Butler's carriage now?
Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do?
Well, I've got an idea. When he comes in, why don't you hide behind the drapes?
Sis, help me take these down.
Well, what's she doing that for?
Never you mind. Now, listen, when he gets here, you just keep him busy. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Because I've got me a dress to make.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Sissy. Is Miss Starlet at home?
Come on in, she'll be down in a minute.
I really like what you've done with the place.
So, how are you, Captain Butler?
How am I? You ask that of a man who just returned from battle? Who returned from seeing brother pitted against brother? From seeing the world that he loved crumble beneath his feet? And you ask, how are you? How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks, and you?
I'm so glad we had this time together, just to have a laugh or sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, comes a time we have to say so long. There's a time you put aside for dreaming, and a time for things you have to do. But the time I like the best is any evening I can spend a moment here. When the time comes and I'm feeling lonely, and I'm feeling oh so blue, I just sit back and think of you only, and the happiness time together, 'cause it makes me feel that I belong. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, guess it's time for me to say so.
And tell that Joker Cartwright I'll call him when I come back. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's it, isn't it?
Airplane tickets?
Smitty, you're a prize. Okay. Well, how do I look?
Straighten your tie.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had that. Well, you're right as usual, Smitty. Well, you've been right for 15 years. Why shouldn't you be right now?
16 years.
Really? Mm-hmm. 16? Let's see. You came with me in 1958. 74? That's right. Boys, it's been that long. Mm-hmm. Tell me the truth, Smitty. Did you ever think that your old boss would ever run off like a kid to get married?
Well, why not?
Well, I don't know. I thought you and I were the two last confirmed bachelors in the world. Of course, I never dreamt I'd ever meet anyone like Linda. Well, now, how do I look?
Wonderful.
Smitty, tell me the truth. Do you think I'm doing the right thing, I mean, with Linda?
Of course, Greg. She's a lovely girl. And she's a very lucky girl, too.
You always have the right answers, don't you? I love her, Smitty.
I know.
Well, I guess I better get going. Come on, give your boss a good luck kiss, and I'm on my way. You know, I don't mean to sound like a fool, Smitty, but this falling in love stuff is really pretty nice. You ought to try it sometime.
Maybe I will. Well, you better get going. You're gonna miss your plane, and I've got a lot of work to catch up on.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my lines. No one is there. Don't you love the farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother. There he is. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Carol Burnett, Harvey Korman, 1974.
Isn't it bliss?
Americana. From a little night music, Glynis Johns did the introductory part. Thinking about the 70s, and I'll admit I would never play some of this stuff on a regular Music of the Stars. Here's Jack Jones.
Lingering, whispering afterthoughts, catching at my sleeve like the autumn leaves blowing in the rain. Not that I'll admit I'm the least apprehensive, just pensive, wondering in vain, did I say enough, tell enough, well enough, and in spite of all, now that I recall, were we ever through? And are these the thoughts I must always pursue? Or haven't you afterthoughts too? Thoughts I must always pursue, or haven't you afterthoughts too?
Carolyn Lee, Gene DePaul wrote that. Did we stir some memories of, gee, a half century ago today? On the Music of the Stars. Hugo Winterhalter.
Waking skies at sunrise, every sunset too, seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew, and they all just recall memories of you.
Left a rose.
Memories of the 70s, huh? Glenn Miller and the Modern Air is next.
It was wonderful then, a swell tune. When you hear Ray and the Modern Airs, I think you'll say it's wonderful now. It's wonderful now.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. The days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and cold. clear. It was a very good year.
Francis Albert with Gordon Jenkins. Thank you for being part of our Music of the Stars.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering way, till a long forgotten love appears, and I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September, the warm September of my years. As a man who has never paused at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels and their laughter's to my ears, and I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September, the warm September of my years. The golden warm September of my
The Music of the Stars.
The years of my youth lie inside me, growing old like mellow wine. I shed no tears for my youth, none that blind me. They're behind me now, where those sad times will never find me. I have the loves of my life to remind me that the whole wide world was mine. I feel at peace with all that surrounds me. and the joy of these autumn days still astounds me. Somehow the years of my youth seemed so endless, like a thousand dreams come true. Meadows of summer green that I ran through, and the girl turn to. How little time from our first sweet beginning to our lonely last goodbye. But I've so many songs sung yet. I'm young yet, and my heart is the heart of a young man, a young man who doesn't want to.
Music of the Stars, Jack Jones. Until next week, then. Thank you for being here, everybody. Perry Como next.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone. When two sweethearts carries you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may be. You are never far away from me.
So goes our tribute, if you want to call it that, to the 1970s crazy era. Just another signal that we can keep our dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may.
Until next week, then, 7 until high noon Central Time.
When we part, I hold your memory.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network, worldwide. I'm your host, Lou Vergani. You,
when day has come,
you're the best audience anywhere, because you get it.
And
say, join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. And if there was something here you liked, you might be able to hear it again. Well, you certainly will if you click in to our podcasts, civicmedia.us. Look for shows. Talk to you next week, everybody. See you on the radio.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.